This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party suffered heavy losses in Sunday's local elections, losing critical cities across the country, while the main opposition party is on course to win in Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remain too close to call. The elections come amid economic recession, inflation and currency decline, as well as concerns about the increasingly authoritarian government. Hakan Akurek is a voter in Ankara.
I am not hopeful. I don't think things are going well. There is nothing else to say. There are a lot of economic factors. I don't think the education I got is enough. I don't think domestic and foreign issues are going well.
Erdogan acknowledged his Justice and Development Party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the election. In other election news, with half the ballots counted on Monday, comedian Volodymyr Zelensky and incumbent Petro Poroshenko were leading in Ukraine's presidential election. A severe storm has ravaged parts of southern Nepal, flattening everything in its path, including houses and trees, leaving dozens dead and hundreds injured. The storm's winds flipped cars over and swept a bus off the highway. A Vietnamese woman is now the only person remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Dong Ti-hong said on Monday that his client had pleaded guilty to a lesser charge.
We are happy this morning that it's come to a happy ending, that the one can look forward, there's a date for her, that she can go back home, and that date is very near.
Hong was charged with smearing a deadly nerve agent on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February of 2017. Lawyers for the accused have said they were pawns in a political assassination in which the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur was involved. This is VOA News. In China, at least 24 firefighters have been killed while battling a forest fire high in the mountains of western Sichuan province. The deaths occurred Sunday as the firefighters were working in a rugged area at an altitude of 3,800 meters. Australia plans to become the first country in the world to impose jail terms for executives and multi-million-dollar fines for social media companies that do not quickly remove violent material. The changes are in response to the live streaming of some of the Christchurch mosque's shootings, and a bill will be introduced to the Australian Parliament this week. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Cybersecurity expert Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales thinks the proposed legislation goes too far.
I'm a believer that jail time is for serious and violent offenders and not for the marketing executive of a social media company. I think we need to continue the discussion. Fines is a good thing.
Facebook says it removed 1.5 million copies of the Christchurch video in the days following the attack.
That's Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney. British rock superstar Elton John is joining actor George Clooney in calling for a worldwide boycott of hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei, who plans to enforce the death penalty for homosexuality this week. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is urging the government of Brunei to stop its revised penal code from becoming law on Wednesday. Bachelet says the application of the death penalty under the new law violates international human rights law. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Under the revised penal code, people would be executed for offenses such as rape, adultery, homosexual relations, robbery, and insult to the Prophet Muhammad. International law allows for the imposition of the death penalty only for the crime of murder or international killing. Bachelet says any religion-based legislation must not violate human rights. She says her office is ready to work with the Brunei government to bring it into compliance with its international human rights obligations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis on Sunday defended his decision to refuse to accept the resignation of a French cardinal who was convicted of failing to report sexual abuse allegations to police. Francis said a final decision will not be made until the appeal process is completed. I'm Steve Karish in Washington. This is VOA News.
It's today's